To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Joining us is Steve Roberts, political analyst, taking a look at everything happening in Washington over the weekend and into the new week. And Steve, we began the morning talking about the economy, and in Washington, that's maybe all they're talking about is the economy and affordability and where things are right now. Where are things with affordability after the White House, really, since the midterms, has put a laser focus on this?
Well, it's a good question. And you're right. It's the word of the year, affordability, another word for inflation or rising prices. Start with the latest Gallup poll. Only 27% of Americans say the economy is getting better, and 68% say it's getting worse. And yet at the same time, Donald Trump says affordability is a con job. It's a hoax. There's an enormous disconnect between the real lives and real experiences of voters, including a lot of Trump voters, and how the president is dealing with it. And in some ways, I'm kind of surprised, because Donald Trump has proven over the last decade to be an extremely shrewd reader of the American mood. He's been very good at understanding people's fears about immigration, to take a good example, or the resentment of woke culture, to take another example. He's been very good at that. But on this issue, which is by far the most important issue because it affects people's daily lives directly, he seems to be tone deaf. And he keeps talking about ushering in a golden age of economics. And people in their own lives know it's not true. Newt Gingrich, who is former Speaker of the House, very loyal Republican supporter of Trump, said the other day, any Republican who refuses to admit we have an affordability problem is not listening to the American people. And this is kind of astounding, because Trump has always been good at listening to the American people. But on this issue, he seems tone deaf. He seems in denial. And I think the real reason is that he's incapable of admitting failure. He's incapable of admitting weakness. He's incapable of getting up and saying, we have a problem. He just can't do it. And he's going to be speaking tomorrow at a rally in Pennsylvania. And I promise you, half that rally is going to be about it's all Biden's fault. He's not going to take responsibility for it. And this is causing increasing dismay on the part of Republicans who have to run for re-election. Trump does not have to run for re-election again. But a whole lot of Republicans in New York and other states got to face the voters in less than a year. And so increasingly, there's a disconnect between Trump's view and the view of people who are on the front lines and got to face the voters in less than a year from now.
Steve, is this where these Trump accounts for babies is coming out of, and these possible Trump bonus checks for Americans? Is
sure.
This the way he's trying to make things right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's done this before. Remember, he during COVID, he talked about bonus checks and payments for people, and he wanted to make sure his name was on the checks. Because you point out an important point. The presidents really have very little ability to affect the basic structure and outcome of the economy. The economy is determined by millions and millions of the individual decisions that are made every day by consumers and investors and business people. The only agency in government that really has much direct effect on the economy is the Federal Reserve, and because they can manipulate interest rates to try to balance inflation and unemployment. But the president, what can the president do? There's very little. But Trump is kind of victimized by the fact that he has claimed that he can do a lot. He made a lot of promises during the campaign about ushering in a golden age. But he really was making promises he never was ever going to be able to keep, because no president really ever has that much impact on the economy. So if you're talking about something like $2,000 checks, this is a showy way of trying to, and a very Trumpian way of trying to put his name on something like this, but it has nothing to do with the underlying structure of the economy and the inflationary pressures, which have been there for many years now.
I wonder if Democrats are going to bring back this idea that the national debt matters at all, because that was a big talking point with DOGE and everything else. All right, we have to cut down this national debt. Well, now we're talking about that's thrown out the wayside. I don't know if it really cut down on the debt at all anyway. And now we're $2,000 checks or anything else like that that we're going to throw out there might just increase this. Is somebody going to draw attention to the debt again as a political problem?
I think there will be some Republicans, particularly those who are genuine fiscal hawks and who are appalled at the notion of sending out $2,000 checks. There are some of those. On the Democratic side, I think the answer is no, because the Democrats want to spend more money. They're not interested in focusing on the deficit. Take the issue of these health care subsidies, which is going to come to a head this week in the Senate. Democrats were promised a vote by the Republicans in exchange for reopening the government, promised a vote on their proposal to extend these subsidies. These are subsidies that were put in place during COVID to help folks who were struggling to pay their insurance premiums on the public market, on Obamacare. Well, these subsidies are about to expire. And that means that there are a lot of folks whose premiums are going to double, which means either they're in a budget crunch or they have to drop their health care coverage entirely, which would be devastating to a lot of families. So what the Democrats want to do at this point is spend more money to alleviate the pressures on those families who are losing the subsidies. And they're going to be criticizing the fact that there were cuts in Medicare, cuts in food stamps and other programs helping struggling families. So I'm not going to hear, I don't expect to hear anything from the Democrats about the deficit. What we're going to hear from them is spend more money to alleviate the crunch on these working class families.
All right. Well, Steve, always great talking with you. Thank you.
Sure.
Steve Roberts, political analyst here on WBEN.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.